People are spending thousands of dollars on a ridiculous item for their home. I'll tell you what it is in just a second. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And you know, when you meet a new family, there are certain signs that can instantly tell you how rich that family really is.
Yeah.
Things like the type of cars that the parents drive, or which private school their children are sent off to, and of course, how much money they spend on pampering their pets.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's a good point.
Yep, it's true that everybody loves spoiling their dog or their cat or their goldfish, but wealthy people can afford to go the extra mile and really splurge to make sure that their pet is living a life of luxury.
Ooh.
It's rich people like that who inspired a brand new company out of England that's making news today. The company is called Hakate Verona.
Ooh, it sounds fancy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Anything you can't really pronounce
super cool
means that it's above my price point.
Yeah. And the people who created it probably don't even know what it means. They just Googled words that they think sound cool together, and they're like, we'll call it Hakate Verona. And they specialize in making, quote, the world's most luxurious dog manners.
What?
Dog manners?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You mean like your dog can sit and they're going to teach him how to do that?
No, I mean manner like a house.
Oh,
like a mansion?
I mean, like, oh, sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
When you're rich, things aren't called houses. They're called manors or estates or
my bad.
Something else.
Yeah,
but yes, they're making
that.
Extremely fancy custom dog houses.
Whoa.
On the outside, they look like miniature mega mansions.
Oh,
and on the inside, they're just as elaborate and luxurious.
Whoa.
So now I'm going to hate rich people and I'm going to hate their dogs.
Yep. The average dog manor costs $170,000.
Oh, that's a real house.
Are
what are you talking
freaking
about?
Kidding me? People are spending this money.
Yes, they are.
My dog is currently drinking water out of an old measuring cup right now because I'm too cheap to go get him a real bowl.
And you know what? Your dog is happy doing that.
Yes!
Right?
She doesn't know the difference.
The most elaborate dog manners can cost up to $500,000.
No
way. Oh my God. What possibly could you put in a doghouse that costs $500,000?
Well, I'll tell you. First, families can choose which architectural style they want for their dog's manor. Options range from colonial villa to Roman imperial mansion or even coastal Spanish palazzo.
I don't even know what that looks like, okay?
Like, these dogs are going to walk up to it and be like, I'm sorry, a colonial villa? No, thank you. I'm going to be over there licking my butt until you come back with a coastal Spanish palazzo. What do you think I am?
Where are my French doorways?
All the manors are constructed using the highest quality woods, marbles, and metals to ensure both structural integrity and visual beauty. Each house has several rooms inside that are fully decorated to look like the inside of a real mansion.
Okay, listen, your dog is already inside your real mansion because you own one of those if you're spending $500,000 on this doghouse.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a smaller version.
There's a giant living room area that's outfitted with real hardwood floors and even has copies of famous paintings hanging on the walls
so that dogs
can enjoy their own personal Picasso while lounging around indoors. The house has a designated bedroom that has a fancy dog bed in it with 1,000 thread count sheets on their dog bed.
No way!
I can't even with this.
This
is making me so angry.
There's also an optional recreation room.
A rec room?
What?
Yep, a rec room where your pooch can play with their toys and have some alone time when they need to just get away from the stress of being a dog.
Is it next to the library where your dog picks up the latest book that it wants to read? Or maybe next to the billiards room where is there a doggy poker room? Because that's the only one that I endorse. Because those pictures
that would actually
are hysterical.
Be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the rooms have floor-to-ceiling glass windows to give your dog a clear view of the surrounding territory. And the dog manors are all outfitted with smart technology that allows owners to adjust the temperature inside the doghouse as needed. And it even comes with features like automatic treat dispensers, televisions, and video conference calling.
What?
A video conference calling system.
How in advanced are these dogs?
These rich people can call their dog while they're in their home, while they're on vacation or something.
Or call other dogs.
Or how about I can just move into one of those places? Because it sounds pretty pimp.
It sounds nicer than anywhere I've ever lived.
Totally. Me too.
It takes the company almost 4 months to build each dog manor, but they will actually send a construction crew out to your home to get the job done. And you know the guys that are building these houses have to be pissed off because they're making these fancy dog mansions.
Yeah.
And they're making probably a good living because construction's a good living, but they're not like living in a place with marble floors probably. And they're like, oh, awesome. I'm putting in some marble floors right now for somebody who's going to poop on it. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Lovely. Let's put another pee pad over here.
The company says, we see the dog manners as a way of providing pets the comforts of indoor living while making the experience of being outside more enjoyable.
Great. I just want them to put in real bathrooms for the dogs, too, and see the dogs use those as well.
It does sound crazy, but hundreds of families are actually buying dog manners for their pets. And remember, they started like $170,000. Wow. Text in at 78592. Would you put a dog mansion in your backyard? And
oh,
if you do want to do that, what would you put in your dog mansion? I want to know because I'm going to build one for mine.
Oh, no.
All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this.